Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight, and I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every week. We love them for it. And I also want to remind you, a lot of people have been questioning about being able to do our seminar classes online. And the thing with these classes is it's very intimate information that's being shared. That's why we have very small classes. However, we do have some excellent DVDs, and I talked to Sue Wagner today, and what she told me is if you're confused about what products would mimic our seminars that are live, you could contact her at info@drpatallen.com or phone the office 949, correct me, Dr. Allen, 949-738-0228. Okay. And she'll guide you on what products mimic what we do in our live and intimate seminars. So with that said, it's wantistore.com and sign up for the newsletter. You've got to sign up for it, and you've got to answer our little email that comes to you that says, yes, I really signed up. You can do that at drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen, you're on the air live.
I'm glad to be here, and I want to serve. Please let me serve.
I am glad to do that. Dr. Allen, I heard a rumor.
What?
I heard a rumor that you are even going to be adding another new seminar for 2018, and that's so exciting. It's an addiction seminar about addiction.
Yes, that's true. I'm a certified addiction specialist in alcoholism and sexual addiction. Yay.
Now, Dr. Allen, you actually, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name or not, but I'm just going to say there's a group down in Orange County that you actually work with people that have addiction. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I think I'm free enough to do it. It's called Hotel California by the Sea, and I deal with new addicts, like 5 days sober, 10 days sober. And it's so wonderful, and I get to give them the things that I get to give people on the radio show. And it's so much fun.
Are these adults? Are they youth?
There might be somebody 30 years old, but it looks to me like they're basically 20-ish. They're new young people. I deal with men, boys.
Oh, so, and you really are passionate about it, aren't you, Dr. Allen?
I am. I would do it for nothing, but I hope I never tell them that.
So what is the secret about this class that's coming up? How will this class work? Will you be working with people that are possibly addicted or are facing?
I will be working with people. You know, addictive personalities can be, you know what an addiction is? An addiction is doing something normal till it's abnormal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It could be an addiction to religion.
Right.
It could be an addiction to cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an addiction. You know what an addiction is? It's something that produces such chemistry in your body that you long. You have to have a chemistry. Now, there's three neurotransmitters. Dopamine, which is an upper.
Mm-hmm.
Norepinephrine, which is a downer.
Right.
And serotonin, which we release in cycles during our sleep cycle. That's the reason that not being sleep deprived is literally being serotonergically deprived, which means you're not making your own tranquilizer, and therefore you crave Dr. Rudy's book, The Craving Brain. You crave taking some kind of medicine or drugs or street drugs in order to compensate for the pain of deprivation. The pain of deprivation.
Wow. So if somebody was having regular sleepless nights, I don't know, Dr. Allen, maybe like three nights a week they were having sleepless nights, would that have a profound effect?
Very, very profound effect, because you would become emotionally strained, stressed, and your body would pay for it. There's a wonderful book called The Body Keeps Score.
Oh.
There's another one that's called When the Body Says No by Gabor Mate, which is, he does a great one. He has one on alcoholism, too.
So, you know, I just recently watched a video with Gabor Mate talking about how
alcoholism.
A person is predisposed for addiction in utero.
Yes, absolutely. Isn't that something? There's two forms of addiction. One is genetic. You're born with, usually it's the 5-HTT gene that doesn't allow you to release your natural tranquilizer of serotonin regularly during your sleep cycles, your REM sleep cycles. And there's another one, which is environmental, which includes the people that script you, your church, your culture, your family, your teachers.
Yes.
That's something.
That's...
So we either learn how to be addictive or we're born predisposed to addictions.
Well, it's amazing. His talk was really amazing because he goes on and he talks about the effects of it after being in utero and then... his experience with ADD, ADHD as a result.
I know.
So do you find that has an effect on, for an example, let's say a pregnant woman who has terrible trouble sleeping because of just the physical discomfort of her body, you know, trying to roll around with, you know, 8 pounds of baby in there. How does that affect the mother and the baby? Is that also push toward...
isn't it interesting that a woman's brain goes unconscious 90%. A man goes totally unconscious. That we reserve 10% of our brain to be aware of our baby's needs.
Wow. It is amazing.
Yeah, no, the body is an awesome machinery. And what's really nice is giving people information, especially young people. We're having such a horrible death rate with this opioid addictions, you know, that I'm glad that this country is starting to pay attention to the addiction problems we're having. And I'm so grateful that I'm certified as an addiction specialist in two favorite addictions, alcoholism and sex.
Exactly. And the two shall meet often, I would assume.
They do. Where one is, the other one is soon to follow.
Soon to follow. And that is just... can be really devastating.
Yes, so that's, I'm going to look forward. Every Wednesday, I work in my rehab center. So offering it in the Juan Institute series of Saturday 9-4 classes is another way of me doing something that I'm certified at and happy to do, because I am a recovered addict, 46 years sober.
Amazing. Congrats. That's amazing. So we have a question here tonight on duty dating. And, you know, Dr. Allen, you have a wonderful track that you help women or people to say, you know, I've done 3 dates and I don't have the chemistry. So how do I do that without being ugly and awful? So that's this lady's question. I don't have any chemistry for this gentleman that I've dated 3 times, but I'm in a habit of people pleasing. How do I say there's no chemistry and I don't want to date you anymore without being awful?
This is how I teach it. You say to him, I have something to say that may be painful. Is it convenient? Now, if you're a woman talking to a man, you say, is it convenient, hopefully, now for you to listen to me? And if you're a man speaking to a woman, it would be, I have something to say to you that might be painful. Would you be comfortable enough to be able to listen to me in this moment? Comfort is for women and very feminine men. And convenient is for men or very masculine women. And this is what you say if they said, yes, I'm listening. You know what? I have so enjoyed the friendship of our 3 dates. But I don't want to lead you on, and I don't want to use you socially by calling it dating anymore. If you want to see me as a friend, feel free to ask. But if you want me to be a girlfriend or a boyfriend, I cannot do that.
Well, see, I think that sounds very fair and very adult. I think that's an excellent way to handle it without compromising yourself and without being, you know, cruel or mean.
But also considering them. I don't want to use you as a moneymaker or an entertainer. And I don't want to lead you on until I smash you to the floor.
Right.
You see?
I do. And I hope that our gal was listening for that. Good. I'm going to check with our switchboard. Are you ready for calls? Dr. Allen, are you ready to take calls?
Yes, please. Yes, I thought you were talking to the board man.
Okay, our board man is giving us a call right now. He's connecting us in. And I want to remind everybody of the numbers, 323-203-0815. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, thank you. Dr. Allen, I'm wondering where I went wrong. I'm wondering where I went wrong with this guy, what my part is and what's going on in our relationship and whether there's any hope for it to continue.
How long a relationship?
It's been about 6.5 months.
All right, so you've gone through the perfect 3 months, and then you went into the imperfect 3 months, and now you've either got to negotiate a deal or something is falling apart.
Yes.
Is it falling apart?
Seems like it's kind of falling apart. Yesterday, we made an agreement to get together on Tuesday night. And Tuesday night, he didn't call until 8:30. And then at 8:30, he calls me up and he says he only has 5 minutes to talk. And he has a meeting and he just wanted to check in. He didn't mention anything about how we had an agreement. And he didn't invite me over. And he didn't seem to want to, like, complete the plan at all. And we only had 5 minutes. So then the next night he calls me at 8:30 p.m. again And he says, hey, you want to come over and watch a movie? And I said, well, it's kind of late right now. It's 8:30. And I also want to make an appointment with you to talk about this call we had last night, because I'm not, I want to, when would it be convenient for you? And he said, okay, well, let me call you back in 20 minutes. Called me back. I told him that when you called me last night, and I thought we had plans to get together, and you didn't mention it, and I'm not comfortable with that. And we had a conversation about it, and he said that he basically blamed. He said that I should have called him. Why didn't I call him? And I said, I didn't, it kind of threw me off, because it was like, the question was, why did he break the agreement? But we started down this whole other conversation about, I didn't want to chase him. And he said, well, he didn't see it as me chasing him. Because, you know, I called you on over the weekend, I texted you, and now you want me to, you know, call you if you're not calling me first now. And he's like, well, I'm really busy. I work so late. You know, I was waiting for the train, and I had to wait for the train, and then I had to take the train home. And I'm like, why couldn't he just, like, text me while he was waiting for the train? It's like, so
I'll
strange.
Tell you why. Because he wants to be cherished more than respected.
Yeah. Yeah.
And today's world, women, and especially with the backing of Women's Lib, Women's Lib wants women to be men, to do good, to feel good. And the problem with that is, I have no problem with women being men, and I have no problem with men being women, which means the men want to be chased, given to, their feelings are a priority. And they're fine with women that want to be respected, who want to be in control. The problem is, you both wanted to be cherished, and there wasn't a man amongst you. But you explained it to him, and he told you, I want to be cherished by the women I date, even if it's my date. And you don't want to do it.
So I said, you know, I'm not really down for that. I said, I don't really have anything else to say. I said, what do you think? I mean, I hate to just get off the phone so abruptly, and I'm wondering, what do you think? Like, do you have any suggestions of what we could do to make this better? And he said, well, he said, I can't remember exactly how it got to this point, but then he said something about how he thought the other night I was at his house, and I stay the night at his house sometimes. We're not, he's not getting in, but I'll stay the night at his house. And
he
said, he saw me the other night wearing sweatpants at his house. And he said, wow, the romance has really died in this relationship fast. He said, he thought to himself. And when he said that, I just kind of was like, I told him, I said, you know what? You used to, you know, buy me flowers, you used to take me out on dates, you used to buy me diamonds and designer things, and now it's just like he calls me up at 8:30 if I'm lucky, so that I can, like, sit with him on the couch and watch Netflix, and, you know, he can, you know, be in bed with me. And so I'm feeling like I'm kind of really getting angry. We made an appointment to talk again tomorrow afternoon. And he made some other comments that I could get into, but I'm feeling so angry, Dr. Pat, and I'm wondering what am I doing wrong, or what can I do better?
I've got news for you. He wanted respect for a little while, and then he turned it off.
Yeah.
And so what you say to him is, you have every right to want me to chase you and to...
Yeah.
Cherish you, but it's not my style. I want to be the girl, and I will be the girl with the man who wants to be my man, who wants to give, protect, and cherish me, and I will reward him
Yeah.
But
so
both of us cannot be the girl.
Right. And I'm wondering, does this have something to do with the fact that he's 58 and I'm 45?
At 58, he's going on more estrogen than you're on at 40. What are you?
45.
You're 45. You're just starting to go down. Are you still menstruating?
Yes.
So you're still on estrogen, which is a very feeling hormone. But he's going on it by having his testosterone going down, and the estrogen in his body is impacting him. So he literally is becoming biologically feminine hormonally.
Yes.
But that is a lecture I want you to give him. I want you to say you have a right to want to be with the woman that wants to cherish you and chase you. And that's okay. But that makes us incompatible because I want the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
And I'm thinking he's a narcissist because he wants respect sometimes and then he wants cherishing other times. Is that narcissism or is that just his age?
What it is it's both. In other words, he may have to lose a woman or two because of this before he realizes that even though he's going older, he may want to be a gentleman. I'm going to take the men through the pledge. Any men listening, I know you're out there because one of you called last week. I promise, on my honor, to give, protect, and cherish the women, the kids, the animals, and the planet I love, even when they're illogical, irrational, and sometimes irritating. So help me God. So what I'm saying is, if a man wants to be respected, he's got to cherish the woman he's with. If a woman wants to be cherished, she's got to respect the man she's with. And what you know about me is, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody is the commitments you're willing to make and keep. He made the date and didn't keep it.
Yeah, he made a date and he didn't keep it. And my other question is about my stuff is at his house. You know, he made all this space for me at his house and he, you know, put in the medicine cabinet and in the closet and in the kitchen, and now I'm thinking, I don't know if I can continue, and I don't really know if there's a whole lot of conversation, and I'm kind of wanting to, like, just, you know, have an exit plan. And is that appropriate?
I think what you're saying is you're incompatible now. Do you want me to chase you and be the man, or are you willing to let me be the woman and you court and chase me?
Yeah.
So ask him.
And he'll say something like, well, I don't think that it's chasing me if you call me and, you know, decide where we're going to go. And that's not chasing.
I feel like I'm chasing you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm chasing you and I don't like the feeling.
Yeah. How do I make an agreement about how often he calls me versus I call him?
Darling, first you have to have a relationship, and you don't. You have an incompatible deal.
Yeah.
You've got to mm-hmm. you've got to get him to agree that you're the girl.
Yeah. And what does
he's
that
a girl
look like?
Too.
What does that sound like?
What?
What is an agreement that I'm the girl? What does that agreement consist of? What does
that
it sound like?
That agreement means that he leads you, tells you what he wants, and asks you how you feel about it. I want to see you Saturday night. I want to make love to you. I want to do this. Whatever. And if he says to you, I want you to call me every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, I want you to do it if you're in a committed relationship.
Well, he said the reason that he doesn't take me out to restaurants is because he doesn't know what I can eat and what, because I'm, you know, I'm in recovery for food addiction and I have specific requirements, but I don't think it's that complicated.
Darling,
but he never even asked me.
He doesn't
say what he wants.
I appreciate that. That's because he wants you to want.
Yes.
Well, you're incompatible because I've got... Look, I want you to tell him that you don't want to be the leader in this relationship. You don't want to be the pilot on this plane. And that if he doesn't want, you're incompatible, and thank you for the 3 dates.
Thank you, Thanks a lot, Pat.
Okay.
Thanks, Kelly.
You're back.
Really appreciate it.
Good luck, darling.
Right. That's a big issue today.
The incompatibility issue?
Incompatibility of competitive feelings. I want. I think. I feel bad. I don't want. Too much equality.
Yes, exactly. We have another caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Allen. This is Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi. How
what
are
can
you?
I do for you?
Well, I have like a boy problem. My boyfriend and I like have been on and off, and we've broken up a lot.
Why?
And
why?
Oh, why are we breaking up a lot?
Yes.
Well, he cheated on me. And
what?
He had cheated on me.
Cheated on you? Okay.
Yeah.
But do you have chemistry, the two of you?
Chemistry? Yeah, a lot.
Do you have compatibility? Do you both want to be in a relationship of monogamous, continuous, long-term standing? Have you made a commitment?
Well, we've been like breaking up and getting back together.
Well,
so...
But have you ever had a monogamous, continuous, long-term agreement?
Yeah, we did.
And he breaks it.
Yeah.
Then he doesn't know how to love and keep agreements.
Right.
Jennifer, is your radio on?
Yes.
Can you turn it down,
turn it
darling?
Off.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sure.
So it sounds like you don't keep the agreements you make. Your radio is still on.
What?
Your radio is still on.
Hold on. Hi, is it better? Sorry about that.
Yes, that's better.
Now,
is that better?
So, he broke the agreement and you took him back. So, you don't need him to keep his agreements.
Aw, well, I do need him to keep his agreement.
I understand that, but you're not his owner.
It's what?
You're not his owner. He's an independent agent. If you keep him when he breaks his agreements, he knows you love him better than yourself.
That's so true, yeah.
And he will continue to break agreements because he doesn't have to pay for it.
Yeah. That's true, man.
You want to be with somebody that doesn't want you?
No, but he says he wants me and all this, like...
But his behavior doesn't say it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. His actions don't show it.
Would you please warn him that another breaking will cost him you?
Yeah.
Does he know the price tag?
Yeah.
So how long have you been together? 6 months?
A year. But
you've been together a year.
He cheated after 6 months.
Okay. So is he cheating now?
Well, we broke up, and now he says that, we're friends. So I went out with, like, another guy this weekend, and he found out.
So you break your agreements, too.
No, well, we're just friends. Like, we broke up, and we were, like, trying to get back together.
Okay, so you're not in a relationship. You're just friends. And this call is not about friends. It's about a relationship, but you don't have one.
Yeah, like, I mean, I broke up with him when he cheated on me. We're talking about, like, getting back together.
But then you dated somebody else, and he found out.
Right, but we were not technically together this weekend. Like, we were so-called friends. So whatever, he found out.
Are you the man in the relationship or the woman?
The woman.
Does he want to get back together?
Well, now that he found out that I went out with another guy, he doesn't.
All right, so why don't you just wait the 8 weeks and see if he misses you enough to want you?
So why don't I just wait, you said?
Why don't you wait the 8 weeks of rumination, feel, think, to see if he misses you enough to reach out to you?
Yeah, no, he does reach out to me.
He doesn't reach out to you?
He's sad. He reaches out to me every day. Yeah, every single day. And tells me he's sad and he's hurt and he can't believe I did that stuff to him.
But is
every day,
wanting
every morning.
To see you? Does he want to see you?
I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Did he ask for it or did you ask for it?
I asked.
Then you're the man.
Oh, no, I'm not. Well, because
oh,
I'm
yes,
trying to make
are.
It up to him.
What?
Because I want to make it up to him.
All right, so you're going to propose to him tomorrow that he accepts you and that you will never be unfaithful again. Is that correct?
Wait, I'm not going to propose to him tomorrow.
Of course you are. I want to continue being with you. You asked him on a date.
Okay.
You
so then
said
what do
you
I
want
do?
To make it up to him.
Yeah.
What?
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed
friend.
To apologize for breaking your commitment because apparently he was mad about it.
But even though we said we're friends, he's just butthurt that I went out with another guy. Like
I know, but you're going to propose to him tomorrow that you want to have him as a romance again. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. So are you going to ask for monogamy, continuity, and longevity?
Well, can I? Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Well, what are you going to do tomorrow?
We're going to go out. To like a
and
Halloween
what are you going to do?
I don't know. We're going to like go out and I just going to be nice to him, I guess, to make up for it. Or my question
so
is, what
gonna,
do I
you're
do?
Gonna have, are you going to have sex tomorrow?
Well, not if we're in a relationship. If we're not going to be in a relationship, I can't have sex with him, right?
But that isn't that what you're going for?
No, I'm going to go be with Hank. We're going to like a Halloween event together.
All right. So what you're saying is you asked him out on a date that is only a friendship. And he has to move on you. Is that what I hear you saying?
He has to move on me?
He's got to ask you to be his girlfriend.
Right, but he won't.
Well,
but,
what,
yeah.
he, what are you going to do if he doesn't?
Nothing. What
You're
can
not
I do?
You're ask him?
No. Should I?
Wait a minute. Don't ask me. Do you want him as your boyfriend? I thought you asked him for this date.
Well, I want to be his girlfriend, but he's angry at the situation because
well,
of when I was
to
another
do?
Guy.
And
but
you
we were
say,
just,
I know you're angry with me for being unfaithful to you, but you did it to me too. So do you want to start new monogamy?
Okay. And if he says no?
Then you'll say, then we're only friends, and don't ever call him again.
And don't ever call me?
What?
Okay. Right, no, no. Don't ever call me?
No.
Well, that's up to him.
Wait, what did you say? I'm sorry. I think I just missed what you said.
I said, you want him as a boyfriend. If he turns you down, please don't chase him.
Okay.
Right. So you don't ever call him again if he turns you down. If he calls you, you can't control that. That's what Dr. Allen's saying. Don't call him again.
Okay, fine.
See, this was your date. You're going to apologize and you're going to make it up to him. Right?
Right.
And you hope that he's going to agree to be your boyfriend.
Right.
Well, if he doesn't want to be your boyfriend, just be friendly. But don't chase him.
Friendly. Okay, fine. Okay, but even though I wasn't his girlfriend, I can be, I'm just like, hey, look, like, I wasn't your girlfriend when it happened anyway.
I got news for you. He thought you were his girlfriend.
Yeah, he thought he was my girlfriend, but he told me clearly that I'm not. But he was acting like I was. Yeah.
Both of you do not make and keep agreements.
Because he said I'm not his girlfriend, then fine. I'm going to go out with another guy.
You know what?
It's not my problem.
Call us back when you know how to make and keep agreements. Okay?
Wait. Okay. Dr. Palin, but he told me clearly I'm not his girlfriend and I went out with another guy. I know it's not like, the right thing to do. But
tomorrow you're proposing to be his girlfriend.
Okay, fine. Tomorrow I will. And if he says no, I won't chase or anything. I'm going to be like,
there
okay.
You go. There you go.
All right. And then I'll call you next. I'll call
all
you.
All right.
Now. Okay.
Good.
Good luck, caller.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Wow.
So that's what happens when you don't make and keep agreement. You end up with this complicated war zone.
Exactly. The War of the Roses. Oh, we've got another caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, thank you. Yes. My boyfriend of 1 year and I just recently called it quits. It was more him that got angry and said, we're done.
All right. What for? Why did he say that? Did he tell you?
Well, I know why. I was having the conversation with him about, you know, the 1 year basically proposal.
Oh, you've done. How long have you been with him?
A year.
A year. So you've done the perfect period, 3 months, imperfect. You've negotiated boundaries. Is that true? And he's 51% valuable, and you want to get engaged and married. Is that correct?
Yes. And he keeps, like, dragging his feet and putting it off and not getting me a ring and saying, oh, I need to do this first, and oh, I need to do that first, and then...
Do you stay with him when he keeps saying no?
Yes, I was staying with him.
Then you are a free wife.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying to him, is I was saying, look, I'm not satisfied with the way things are, and I think that, you know, I would feel better if we take a step back and continue dating. And he said, no, we don't need to do all that. We're done.
Okay, and so what is a step backward? You suggested going backward?
Yeah, I've just heard you say in the past that if they don't propose by a year and they know that's the expectation, that you know, tell them, okay, well, let's continue, you know, dating, but no sex, no...
There,
you know.
Yeah, that's what I needed to hear. You were saying, I'm going to start dating other men because I want to be with the man that wants to be with me on a serious level.
Correct. And I said that. And he said, no, we don't need to do that.
And he said, no. Now you're in the 8-week waiting period to see if he'll miss you enough to come back. Isn't that right?
Correct, correct. My question is, already validated it. I just was feeling like, am I being too hard on him or too crazy? But this is really what I want. And so you did validate how
That's
how
right.
I feel.
How old are you?
I'm 42, and we were talking marriage and children and everything, so my time is running out.
No, your time is not running out. It's just you want kids?
I do, yeah.
All right. So wouldn't it be appropriate if you only date men that are open to marriage and kids?
Yes, absolutely.
But that's supposed to be aware before you have sex with him the first time.
Well, we had negotiated all that.
Oh, and he then reneged on it.
Yeah, he never got me a promise ring. He never got me an engagement ring. And he's been very preoccupied with work and family.
But you kept him.
I did. I kept staying with him for far, you know.
Okay, are you willing to not keep him now?
Yes, I'm willing.
And please give him 8 weeks to come back. That's normal.
Okay.
And no chasing him.
No, I mean, it really
but
hurt.
But if he calls you, if he calls you, you answer like a lady. And if he wants to see you, you tell him only if we're getting engaged.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You've got to draw the bottom line, because if you're running your life out.
Yeah, well, there was one issue kind of standing in the way even of my heart wanting to get engaged, and that is that he has shown himself to be a bit of a workaholic. And so for the last 6 months, he was really romantic and sweet the first, 6 months, but then lately, in the last 6 months, he's been really preoccupied with work, really preoccupied with family and other friends and whatnot, and just not giving me the, not filling my love tank, so to speak. Not really.
He was basically enjoying his free wife.
Yes, I think that's true. Yeah, you're correct.
And you didn't say, I don't like this, and if it keeps up, I'm out of here.
Well, I did say that several times. This was probably the fifth time that I was saying that. And
I know that, but he was getting used to you saying it and not acting on it.
Yeah.
Are you willing to go to crisis now?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Then answer all of his calls, emails, texts in a ladylike manner, but don't see him unless he agrees that he's working, you're going to get engaged ASAP.
Okay.
Because when you smell him, you rebond.
No, it's true, yeah. I mean, I can see him and I rebond because he's very handsome.
Honey, if you can see him, you can smell him. It's the pheromones. It's the body chemistry. That's what we bond to. Okay, are you ready to go to crisis?
I am there. I'm ready. That's where,
All right, then let him come back. And in the meantime, date. Not on the websites where you can see it, but in reality, go dancing. Got it?
Okay. Yes.
Duty date.
I will. I already have two lined up.
All right. Good girl. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Thanks,
sure.
Caller.
Thank bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So it's interesting, Dr. Allen, you said he's used to you saying that. It's almost like when a parent says, hey, don't do that or you're going to get grounded, and then they do it and they don't get grounded. So they're just, now the kid's just like, I can do this whenever I want.
That's exactly right. When you love someone else better than yourself, they better be under 10 years old and your blood kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is definitely true. Now, you were talking, Dr. Allen, about what's going on with this situation, like one of our earlier callers. You were saying, you know, he wants to be cherished, she wants to be cherished. It's a level of incompatibility.
Yes.
And so, but then they keep holding on, even though that knowledge of the incompatibility is there. What is that?
What that is your lives don't fit together. You're not a team.
But why hold on?
What?
But why hold on when you're aware of it?
You hold on because you're chemically bonded to them. As men get older, when they get up into the 50s, they start bonding to the women they're with. When they're young, they don't bond. They just want harems.
Right.
Women, when they're young, bond. Mm-hmm. When women get older, they don't bond. So you'll see older women with younger men. I love what Ivana Trump said in an interview. She said, yes, I date younger men. I'd rather be a babysitter than a nursemaid.
I feel her there. I do. I definitely do. I see that. And
so that was yesterday's joke. So with that in mind, we duty date with people that we don't have chemistry for, at least today. And then we find someone we do have chemistry for and compatibility, and we can negotiate a deal which includes marriage or mating, includes where we're going to live, includes how we're going to pay our bills, includes our monogamy. We have to negotiate. Those are all the things. My book, Getting to I Do, is full of it, and so is Staying Married and Loving It.
Yes, it is. You know, another lady was talking about, basically, she wants to have a family and children, but she feels like her biological clock is tick, tick, ticking away.
Yes.
So
I have many women now that freeze their eggs.
Right. Right.
It used to be, early on in my practice, 40 years ago, the eggs were so watery, they had to be fertilized. Now they can freeze eggs without being fertilized, which allows the woman to pick the father easier.
Right. So that time frame, Dr. Allen, we have another question here online, and the lady has a lot of the same issues here. She has been with this gentleman for 9 months, and her statement is interesting because what she says is, I want to get married and I want to have children. We talked about it, but then now nothing else has been discussed about it. I'm afraid to bring it up because I'm afraid to lose him, but I also don't want to lose the ability to have a child. What do I do?
Well, there's the case where many, many women are freezing their eggs to preserve, to get off the clock, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And or a woman is going to say, do I want the kids enough to make it a deal breaker if he doesn't give me, you see?
Right, and so in a timely manner.
It depends on how big a deal it is.
Yeah, this lady's asking, how long do you wait after a year? How long do you wait when you know that, you know, you have a goal? He said he had the same goal.
I'm very reluctant to give anybody permission to wait longer than that 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
That 1 year, basically, the first 3 months are really gorgeous and beautiful and romantic. The second 3 months get irritating because he does this and you do that. The third 3 months, you start negotiating time, space, money, and play. And the fourth 3 months, you can honestly say, on the worst days, he or she is still 51% valuable.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Allen, we're out of time. Anything you want to say before we go?
Yes, I want to say, because tonight is very commitment-oriented, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Excellent. Visit our website, drpatallen.com, wantistore.com. Find those products, sign up for those classes. You'll be glad that you did. Follow us on Facebook. We love you. We'll be back next week.
Good night.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.